churches and teach thee unto you. From God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel appointed for this day, recorded in the 6th chapter of the gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the 27th verse. But I say to you here, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. And pray for those who spitefully use you. And to him who strikes you on the one cheek, offer the other also. And from him who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. Give to everyone who asks from you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask from them. And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For sinners also love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive back, what credit is that to you? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much back. But love your enemies. Be good and lend, hoping for nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the highest. For he is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Therefore, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, to be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. In Christ Jesus, your Son. This is a time of measuring. We are rapidly approaching the end of this term and this academic year. And you all are being measured. Students have before them tests to take, papers which are being graded. And very soon the professors will enter into the grade book and the records of this institution, the measurement of your activities during the term. It is a time of some trepidation. So we all have left undone the things we should have done, and far too frequently done those things we shouldn't have done. And now we worry. Did we do enough? Will I get by? Will I sweep through that exam, that course, graduate, or be able to go on summer vacation and not be forced to take another course? There may be no comfort to you students, but professors go through similar kinds of measurements and testing. We look at you and read in your production the effectiveness of our teaching. They fill us with some fear and anxiety. You do not always evaluate us as we would like, nor is your production necessarily that which we would have expected after 9 or 10 weeks of instruction. And even more, we judge ourselves and realize that we haven't gotten anywhere near the end of the course content, and are still 3 weeks behind during the last 2 days of the term. And even administrators are tested at this time, though we don't always realize it. They have to worry about the budget. Will we be able to at least stay within the budget or even provide a little surplus? How will they be judged for the use of the talents and treasures of God's people given to this place? We are being measured here and now. But we are also measured each and every day of our lives. And we'll finally be measured in the last day. The measurements we face now are insignificant. And within 5 years, I venture to say most of you will have forgotten the fears that you have today. There are other fears, though, that well up at this time. The fears and trepidations that arise as you begin to go from this place to assume your first call or enter upon a book of assignments. You begin to look within yourselves and ask, am I really well prepared? Have I really learned enough to be an effective vicar or pastor? Am I going to be able to do what the church expects of me? And we are filled with fear. But even more are we filled with the fear of the awesomeness of God's measurement of us. For the measurement of men is nothing compared to the measure used by God. We judge simply. We judge on the basis of reciprocity. Well, if I do as well as someone else, that's okay. I'm not any worse than anyone else. That's okay. I do an okay job of teaching. I do an okay job of studying. I do an okay job of ministry. I do an okay job of preaching, an okay job of singing. I'm about as good as everybody else. I'm pretty good. So it is with our human standards of judgment. But these words from the Sermon on the Mount, as recorded by St. Luke, go far beyond reciprocity. In a way, they strike terror into the heart of a Christian. They strike terror because we know that we really can't fulfill this measure. Love enemies. Bless those who curse you. Give to those who desire your cloak, who take your goods. Give of your wealth freely and expect nothing in return. To do without expecting anything in return. The will of God. That's hard. It's especially hard for us because somehow we think that by doing good things, by attempting to love our neighbors, by attempting to curse or to bless those who curse us, by attempting to give something of our goods to those in need, by attempting to be good ministers and stewards of the world, we are earning some kind of reward in the sight of God. But we are not. We do not do these works with expectations of reward if we are the sons of God. We do them not even to earn some kind of special recognition from our God. For these words establish, first of all, that we cannot fulfill the law and the will of God. None of us measures up. We all know that. But there's a marvelous gospel proclamation in this measure. Because we are promised by our Lord to receive from his hand a great bounty, grace and forgiveness unceasing. Our measure, our canister, our pot will be filled up. It will be pressed down and then run over with the love of God. For God gives to us freely and completely and gloriously. And we know that. And knowing that this does not become a word striking terror into our hearts, but a marvelous opportunity, a marvelous standard by which we can seek to do the will of God with joy and thanksgiving. because a student who succeeds because he isn't afraid of tests, but seeks the testing so that he might show what he has learned. The professor seeks in his lectures and teachings and evaluations to help the student and to also demonstrate his love and understanding of the subject. He writes books and articles because he wants to, not because he has to. Even as you study because you want to, not because you have to. The same is true for all who are Christians. We do these works not because God demands them from us, but because we know that these being the will of God, we wish to do them with great joy, with excitement, with love and enthusiasm. These words of the Sermon on the Mount are for us the measure of our ministry. We will seek in our ministry to fulfill these wonderful words of our Lord. We will seek to love our enemies, bless those who curse and hate us, give to those who need, bless those who persecute us. Not for a reward, not for honor and dignity, for we have that already in Christ. We do it for the love of Him who spoke these words to all of His children. May God fulfill our hearts with His grace and His power, that we might indeed measure our lives by these golden words of our Lord, and thank Him for the blessing He has bestowed upon us without measure.